As a major research institution, Arizona State University offers the most online bachelor's degree programs, along with world-class faculty and dedicated support. Discover why ASU is ranked number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Tap to learn more.
Got an old car you don't use anymore? Donate it to Cars for Kids. They auction off donated vehicles in any condition and use 100% of the proceeds to help kids in need graduate. Cars for Kids is the only charity-owned and operated car donation program where 100% of the net proceeds go directly to support kids. Donate today and you'll receive a $50 gift card at carsforkids.org. That's carsforkids.org. This is your chance to make a difference. Right off the car, not the kid.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
You know what I find funny beyond all reason is that some of these left-wing Republicans out there just don't understand why we conservatives are so pissed off at them. They really don't get it, folks. They think, and a lot of them do this, they think, well, we're doing what Republicans are supposed to do. Americans want us to work with Democrats. Americans want us to get along with Democrats. Americans want us to do what Democrats want to do. They actually, and that's what these good Republicans are doing. They are getting along with Democrats. And you conservatives, this is what the people want. It's insane. Some of them believe it. Some of them truly don't. They just say it. But really, how can you, as someone who is defending these shrubs, these pro-Democrat Republicans, how can you look anybody in the face and say, you know what, we think it's perfectly fine for Republicans to betray their voters, Republican politicians? That's never acceptable with Democrats, but it's always acceptable with Republicans. So we saw in this last legislative session here in the great state of Texas, we saw where the priorities of the Republican Party were laid out. Folks, there were 8 of them. There were 8 Republican priorities. Do you know how many of the so-called Republicans in the Texas House actually passed? 2. Now, the Republicans allegedly control the State House by a wide margin. Yet, only 2 of the Republican agenda items could get done. Conversely, hundreds of Democrat bills were brought up, considered, and passed. How does that happen? How does that happen? That happens because you have a significant number of air quote Republicans who are really Democrats. That's how that happens. And all well and good if I think a lot of us conservatives would say, well, if all of our priorities got passed and then some of the Democrats got passed, okay, we'd call it a somewhat of a victory, right? But no, it was, oh yeah, your Republican priorities don't get addressed and all the Democrats do. It's craziness, absolute craziness. Give me an example. The battle for parental school choice and education freedom. There are politicians who are actually conservatives who are saying, we've heard the people, we understand what the people want, and we want to give them what they want because it's their government, it's their state. One such politician is a guy by the name of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Listen.
It is time for the parents of Texas to have the right to send their child to the school of their choice. We passed it 5 times in the Senate. It's about time school choice passes so we can save our kids from the woke culture in our schools.
And listen to that. The whole room applauding. And he's right.
We will not accept defeat.
We will not accept defeat. And that is the mindset of many of us in the conservative movement. We are we are tired of you Republicans in service to socialists telling us, no, we know the majority of Texans, Republican, Democrat, Independent, they want this, but our answer is no, because we're government and we tell you what to do. That is antithetical to the framers of the Constitution, antithetical to the Constitution, antithetical to conservatism, antithetical to the planks of the Republican Party. But so-called Republicans tell us that, to which I say, screw you. Screw you. The parents of Texas love their children more than they do bureaucracies, government bureaucracies. Now, there's been some movement on this front, on parental school choice and education freedom, kids. The movement is this. The people behind this effort to deny parents the power of the purse, which is should never have been taken from them to begin with, the people behind this effort, these big statist, no accountability, we've got you and your kids by the short hairs people, they're hypocrites. Many of you may have seen on X, formerly known as Twitter, this group called Pastors for Texas Kids, these fake pastors. Well, the founder of the union-funded Pastors for Texas Children admits he went to private school. You can't make this stuff up. He went to private school because his parents thought he needed the extra help. So that's good enough for these elitists, but it's bad for your kids if you want them to escape the ravages that the lieutenant governor was talking about, the ravages of woke-dominated GovEd. Here is the leftist co-founder of this Pastors for Texas Kids, these fake pastors. Listen to him speak.
I'm the product of private education and public education. I am half and half. And I loved both. And it never once occurred to my daddy to ask you to pay for my private education. I don't know how I got chosen for the private school. All three of my brothers went to public school, K through 12. But I guess they thought I needed a little extra help, right?
Right. By your advocacy, I think you need a lot of help, sir. But did your daddy tell you why it's okay to have you pay for a government education? Why is it okay to force citizens to pay for a government education, but you can't have them pay for a private education? Why is that? Maybe some other people out there need a little extra help. What about that, you fake pastor? Why'd you tell me about that? Again, It's such a specious and morally devoid argument he's making. Oh, somehow it's more virtuous for taxpayer money to pay for government education than it is for private education. Why? Who says that? Who says that? Who makes that determination? Government? Big statists like you, sir? You know what? I, as an American citizen, I, as a citizen of Texas, think that a private education is superior. And my country and my state has seen fit to dedicate to my children finances to make sure that they get educated. Not that they get educated in government-run education. They just get educated, period. And by the way, government education is failing in that endeavor. So being a parent who cares more about his kids than he does about your damned federal bureaucracies, fake pastor, want that choice. Deserve that choice. And any politician deserves to be thrown out of government if they're going to stand in the way of that. Now, any politician that would vote against parental school choice and education freedom, that's one reason to kick their butts out. Any politician that would sign on to an agenda that would disadvantage people of faith like Christians the way Beijing Biden and his regime did on Easter Sunday. You guys remember that? Any politician that would say, hey, I'm going to throw out my political opposition out of office and I'm going to rig the judicial system to make that happen. They don't deserve to be in political office. More on that coming up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor. cancer.
I'm sure you've seen all these Obamacare commercials. If they were accurate, everybody would be happy, and your wallet wouldn't be dragged over the coals. In the real world, it appears those ads are just as much BS as Obamacare is. What if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Do you support the sanctity of life? Our military, our veterans, our first responders? Well, so does Patriot Mobile. They have great discounts for all of those folks, plus you multi-line users out there. But that's not where Patriot Mobile stops. They continue their support by donating millions every single year to conservative causes that you and I care about. And if that isn't enough to get you to switch, how's about the fact that Patriot Mobile isn't limited to just one network? They have all three major carriers. That means they provide an industry-leading coverage guarantee. Need more reasons to switch? When you go to patriotmobile.com/storm and you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support me. So you get great value, support the causes you love, and keep your liberty-loving Latino's voice independent, all for making the switch and putting your hard-earned money that you're already spending to work at battling the woke. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT, or go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use the promo code STORM. That gets you free activation. 972-PATRIOT at patriotmobile.com/storm.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Let's bring in our guest, State Senator Paul Bettencourt. He's the tax man representing District 7. Sir, welcome.
Good morning, Chris.
Wanted you to react, if you could, to what I've called the ideology of evil. The Democrats displayed over the weekend. It wasn't enough to ban the religious representation on Easter eggs at the White House official ceremony. It wasn't enough that Nancy Pelosi and other left-wingers celebrated a socialist Cesar Chavez on Easter Sunday. But Joe Biden issuing his transvestite Day of Absurdity proclamation to put an emphasis on what was going on other than what Easter Sunday is supposed to be about, which is the triumph of Jesus Christ over the cross. What say you?
Chris, this is just another example of how far the Biden administration has walked away from American reality. You know, the America that we all grew up in and still celebrates in Easter the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that is not the emphasis. The emphasis is some made up whatever of the moment nonsense that Biden will just write an executive order and say that they're now celebrating and ignore the fact that the vast majority of the country is celebrating Easter. It's just another example of just how totally out of touch and purposely wrong they are. This is not, you know, coincidence. This is how wrong they are and how wrong they want to be for the United States.
Do you think they would be so bold when the Ramadan celebration, do you think that Democrats would be so bold as to issue a proclamation of transvestite priorities or whatever their cause celeb happens to be at the moment on, let's say, a day when is a holy holiday for the Muslim faith? Do you think they would be so bold, sir?
They would be too worried about losing Minnesota, et cetera, some state that they're worried about to pull a stunt where they're going to, in their mind, lose votes. Because this is all very calculating, in my opinion. They have lost all the veneer of doing this for any public policy reason. When you look at, you know, what's happening with the entire Hamas-Israeli conflict, there's no question that now this is all about politics to them and not about the fact that a democracy was invaded.
True. Last thing on this issue. Over the weekend at St. Patrick's Cathedral, these individuals who hate Israel, hate the Jews, showed up in the middle of a mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral celebrating the resurrected Christ and decided that they would make it all about their grievances against the Jews and decided to take over a service. Again, I ask you, do you think they would be so bold as to step into a mosque and try that kind of thing?
No, because, look, all of this is now the worst behavior that people can think of because it's not stopped. Look, we had a Republican club. It's the Young Republicans that tried to have the Israeli consul meet with them in March in Houston. Mm. And they literally had two venues that were threatened with, get this, Chris, burning the venue down. Two of them in the same day. And I put out a tweet that I called on everybody, Democrats, you know, Republicans, et cetera, to, you know, basically say, stop this. And the only Democrat that was brave enough to say, stop it, was the president of the Meyerland Democrat Club. There wasn't a single Democrat elected official that was standing up and saying, this is horrible, stop
wow.
it. But the president of the Meyerland Democrat Club said he stood in solidarity with the Houston Young Republicans. That's what it's going to take to stop this. The normal adults in this country are going to have to say, we've had enough of this violence, we have enough of these threats, and it's got to stop, and the people that do it have to go to jail.
State Senator Paul Bettencourt is our guest right now, folks. He is District 7 in the great state of Texas in the State House. I wanted to talk to you because you've been very vocal about something that has happened. We reported last week on the Newsmax show and right here on The Voice of Texas. We reported that Ken Paxton's nearly decade odyssey of trumped up charges, what we have regarded from the very beginning as trumped up charges on securities issues, had finally been dropped. But it was some sort of deal that was brokered. But then we come to find out in an article in the Houston Comical that the prosecutors knew they had nothing going in and failed to disclose that information to Ken Paxton when they were formulating this deal, that if it had gone to trial, they would have been forced to say, we got nothing after a decade. And many people, including The Blaze, let me just read you the headline from The Blaze and Chris Enloe. Texas AG Ken Paxton's legal victory raises major questions about a 9-year case. Pain has always been the point, was quoted in the piece. And that's exactly what happens when you run afoul of this Karl Rove, George Bush machine in Texas, which is just about ready to collapse, in my view. But I wanted to get your take from 30,000 feet up after watching all of this and after what you went through with the fake impeachment that was launched against Paxton in the House and Senate.
You know, Chris, as a guy that was a juror that was there listening to the evidence, I wasn't surprised at this because the evidence just evaporated in the impeachment trial. And basically what this legal case will go down in history as is a pure political prosecution because there wasn't any evidence at all, period, as best I can determine. After interviewing General Paxton myself and listening to him, the charges were so bogus that some of these witnesses had been interviewed 10 years ago in the Obama administration.
Wow.
And they just went back and re-interviewed him in March. And there's a gentleman by the name of Fritz Mowry who was interviewed, and the prosecutors realized that if they were going to continue the case against Paxton, they're going to have to charge their witness with the crime. Now, it's just, you can't even write this stuff. Nobody in Hollywood thinks of this stuff.
Okay? But you see, you know, Senator, you and I, no one understand that the left-wing media and a bunch of left-wingers piled on, but this wasn't started by left-wingers. This was started by, air quotes, Republicans who hated the fact that a conservative like Ken Paxton beat one of their Republican squishes way back nearly 10 years ago, and that's why he's had this cloud hanging over him ever since then. And that's And I think there's a house cleaning that has to happen not only in Texas, but also across the country, that these Republicans who have more in common with socialists and with Democrats need to be expunged from the Republican Party.
What Ken Paxton did was he ran for speaker long ago. Mm-hmm. This is like 12 years ago, Chris. And, you know, he got a couple dozen votes, and a guy named Joe Strauss won. But that started what I consider to be this long-term political process of attacking Paxton, no matter what he did or how he did it. Now, however, you've touched on the real important point, that for 10 years, everybody was told, oh, he's guilty, he's guilty, he's guilty, he's guilty. You know, that's what the whole mirage was. But when you look at what actually happened, you had two special prosecutors who should have never have been assigned to a case outside of Collin County. They had the wrong theory. This was, at best, bad paperwork that somebody should have paid a $500 fine on. And this blew up into a decade-long, you know, obsession. It's literally like, for the people that read the classics, this is Moby Dick. But, of course, we don't teach the classics anymore. but what happened in Moby Dick was you ended up with a wrecked ship and a dead crew.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what happened here. And to the point where, you know, Paxton's engaged in, you know, a verbal volleyball with John Cornyn. And Cornyn is claiming that if he's running against him, he's going to be running against him from prison. It's this mantra that gets picked up and repeated and over again. And look, I've now watched two of these cases just evaporate because the evidence either wasn't there in the first place or wasn't there when the trial actually occurred.
Yep. And John Cornyn, and I think you made a perfect a bit of analysis there, Senator, because John Cornyn is one of these hand-picked bushies who prizes stabbing conservatives and constitutional conservative-minded individuals in the back in service to socialists. And again, I think that dovetails what happened here in the state of Texas on Super Tuesday was a political earthquake where you saw several so-called, air quotes, Republican incumbents falling. And now we have runoff elections where several more of these so-called Republican incumbents could fall. And I think it's incumbent upon the electorate of Texas to turn that political earthquake into a political tsunami and to wipe out the Bush element of the Republican Party, which is the John McCain, Mitt Romney surrender caucus. And that's what I believe will happen in Texas, and I believe has to be replicated all over this country if we're ever going to right the ship, no?
Well, Chris, look, the math of this is simple. Nine incumbent state reps lost their job. Now, while you may be listening from who knows where around the country, you know, that's roughly 10% or more of the Republicans lost their job. Now, but wait, there's more. Because there's a bunch of people, including the speaker, on down that are in runoffs. And with rare exception of, I think, two of them, all of those people are losing going into their runoff. Now, there's never been anybody that's won after they've lost and got into a runoff. Or I say they didn't get the plurality. They weren't the number one vote getter.
Right.
And that's just people have had enough of this. Look. When I was interviewing General Paxton, about the third revelation that we had, it just was like a blow-your-head-off revelation for everyone listening, because you realize that the first charge was bogus because somebody else should have registered, and the second charge was also bogus, and then he shouldn't have ever even been moved to the prosecutor's home county. Make sure you understand what happened to Ken Paxton was, he didn't get the venue that he was charged in, Collin County. Another judge moved it to the venue of the special prosecutor.
That's a key point, folks. And there's no legal predicate for that in the state of Texas. So what they did, and this is reminiscent of what they're doing to Trump. right? Everybody across the country go, oh man, this sounds exactly what they're doing to Trump. That's right. The Republicans, the so-called Republicans and Democrats uniting to take out conservatives and those who actually believe in standing up for the law. They tried to move Ken Paxton out of a more conservative county so they could railroad him and get him thrown out of office. And again, all hatched up by the Bush clan and the Karl Rove clan here in Texas. Senator, I've only got about a minute and a half left, and I wanted to get you to comment briefly on tax day coming up on April 15th. You are the tax man. So I think it is fair to say, and a Salcedo Show axiom states this, they can't hurt us if they don't have our money. And all the abuses in government are funded by our own tax dollars, including the abuses at the hands of John Cornyn and his ilk. So what would your recommendation be to Americans out there who are seeing their money being confiscated and their interests not being paid attention to on either the federal or the state levels?
The recommendation I would make to every American coast to coast is that the federal government must have a balanced budget amendment. The reason why all of this is possible, the printing press that Biden has turned on to just the nth degree now, what's happened to the federal system, I would not want to serve in the Texas Senate if we didn't have a balanced budget amendment. There would be not enough of me to stop all the special interests that would come through that would want more of your money and would spend it all. And that's really the problem. You've got to stop the spending. And that means that the federal Congress has got to adopt regular order. They have to go back to passing all the appropriations bills, doing what we do in the Texas Finance Committee, bring in the bureaucrats and barbecue them about their spending habits.
Yep. And that's going to take grown-ups, which we can't keep sending guys like John Cornyn back there to on the federal level because, man, I was joking earlier, this guy votes for all manner of our money to be used for anything. He never says no to a socialist. Paul Bettencourt, State Senator, District 7, sir, appreciate the visit as always.
Anytime, Chris.
Puts a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and yourself a favor, kids. Visit TexasScorecard.com for the latest and greatest of what's happening, not only in the runoffs, but also the ongoing effort by conservatives to hold government accountable and make sure they are doing the bidding of we the people and not feathering their own nests. Also check out ChrisSalcedo.com, ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you find me, The Morning Show, on talk radio, on KSEV, The Voice of Texas, simulcast on Rumble, Getter, and on Newsmax 2. Then we go all television in the afternoon on Newsmax 1, Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. Society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. Stay vigilant out there, my friends.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.